Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure, as always, to bring you, to come back and talk to you about our small businesses, yours and mine, and all the things that are going on around us. And I'm very excited about having our good friend Joe Bailey back on the show. Joe is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, going all the way back to 1999. Joe is a psychotherapist. He's the author of a number of books, including The Serenity Principle, including Fear Proof Your Life, including Slowing Down to the Speed of Your Life, which is still one of my favorite books. And he's a good friend of ours. Joe Bailey, welcome back.
Good to be back, Jim. It's been way too long.
I know. We've missed you. Is there a new book that I don't know about?
Well, I'm working on a new book now. It's another book on recovery from addiction. It's called The Transformation Principle.
Okay.
And I'm very excited about that, but
well,
it's not out yet.
Let us know. We'll talk about that when you... When you get it finished, and because we, you know, that's something that's it's in society, isn't it?
Well, my work has really been focused a lot lately, Jim, on the crisis in healthcare and working with healthcare organizations to help them keep their bearings in times of uncertainty and change, and with all the changes happening in every aspect of our economy, but healthcare is really hitting people very hard.
Yep, it is.
And how to have new thinking, how to be able to adapt and rebound from all the changes that are happening. And I think the Hurricane Sandy was probably a great example of the spirit of Americans and our resiliency, that when the chips are down, when people are really, hurt and suffering, people come together, they rise to the occasion, and we all do in our own life.
I don't want to sound, I do believe that America is exceptional that way. I believe Americans are exceptional, but I really believe it's a human nature thing. Don't you think humans are predisposed to, maybe it's part of our primitive reptilian brain, that causes us to fight, with fight or flight thing, and when we're all in it together, we tend to fight, don't we?
Well, we tend to rise to the occasion. The best of the human nature comes out, I believe. I saw this after 9/11. I was in New York. I saw it, after Katrina. Just talking with people, how people pull together, how people's, it's like I work a lot with
responders.
First responders, and the first thing that they are taught is that when you're in a fire, you're in a dangerous situation, the first thing you have to do is clear your head, remain calm.
Mm-hmm.
And a crisis will do that. In order to survive, you have to clear your head, and when people do, they transcend their old ways of thinking, and they think in a creative, responsive way they'll often look back and say, that person was a hero, and they'll often say,
I did my job. That's what they say.
Yeah. Yeah. So that, I totally agree with you, Jim. That's part of human nature. We're hardwired for that. And but when we begin to understand how our thinking gets in the way of our resiliency, just worry and fear and thinking about the future and the past too much and not focusing on the present, we really lose that perspective and that access to our resiliency.
Well, I think it's connected to the survival attitude. I mean, I think we all want to survive. I think we fight for survival every day on some level, maybe a more superficial level than a visceral level, like the folks have had to go through in the Northeast lately. But I think it's a survival thing, and I think that is connected to this attitude that we have of, we got blown away, but we're going to rebuild. We're going to come back. I mean, human beings are optimistic I really believe that our default position is to be optimistic because of the survival thing. What do you think?
Well, I think that the way I define resiliency is that it's the ability to have new thinking regardless of the circumstances that we're in. And when we can change our thinking, you know, because the tendency is to try to make things go back to the way they were when we're in a crisis, hang on to what's familiar. But when we're able to think new, okay, wait a minute, we're in a new world right now. New York City has been destroyed. Okay, so what are we going to do? How are we going to adapt to this? This is just what is. We've lost our home. Mm-hmm. I saw an interview yesterday on TV with a guy whose house was destroyed by the fires in New York, and he was in his car with his family. He was a first responder himself. He stayed longer than anyone to help others. And he was just grateful that he was alive. He says, "You can destroy my house, but you at least we're alive."
That's what so many people are saying today, I promise you. Hold on to that thought, Joe. Joe Bailey, folks, he and I will be right back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.